Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5:3, and the Mishnah now is going to describe what happens if there's a discrepancy regarding the questions of chakira between the two witnesses and how much of a tolerance do we have, and when we have tolerance. So the Mishnah says Echad Omer Bishneim B'chodesh Ve'echad Omer B'shlosha B'chodesh. If one person says he saw the event happen on the second day of the month, you know, he saw it on, you know, the second of Adar, and the other person says he saw it on the third of Adar, so then, Edusim Kayemes, their testimony will stand. So the question is, are they referring to the same day or not? And the truth is, their testimony is really going to include also the day, right? So that means they're going to say, one's going to say, I saw it on Thursday, the second of Adar. One says, no, I saw it on Thursday, the third of Adar. So here the Mishnah says that their testimony stands, even though there's a discrepancy. The reason why is because, at least in the time of the Mishnah, the day of the month was a variable and sort of unpredictable depending on when the Bezin declared the new month. So it's very possible that they're intending to refer to the exact same day, but one person knew about the fact that the, you know, one person knew whether, let's say one person knew that it was supposed to be a 29-day month before, one person thought it was supposed to be a 30-day month the day before. So therefore they're off by a day and they're counting, even though they're referring to the exact same day, and that's understandable. And the Mishnah therefore says, Shazeh yodea be'iburo shel chodesh, v'zeh eni yodea be'iburo shel chodesh. One person knows the status of the month being like a 30-day month, and one person didn't know that it was a 30-day month. Okay, now, worth pointing out a couple things. First of all, as always, the Mishnah is really assuming that we're talking about events in the recent past, and the Gemara therefore says, if we're talking about events really later on in the month, meaning like it's like after the mid-month, so if one person says it's the 16th, one person says it's the 17th of the month, then that would not be accepted. Because we assume by mid-month, people know the month already, they've clarified whether it was a 30-day month previously or 29-day month, if it was Ibor or Mali or Chasar, they would have known by then. Okay. At all events, says the Mishnah, Echad Omer B'Shlosha Ve'Echad Omer B'Chamisha, if one person said it was the third of the month, one person said it was the fifth of the month, so they're off by 2 days, no good explanation for that, therefore they're being inconsistent, and that being the case, Edusam Batela, the Hakchasha, the contradiction between the two testimonies, leads them both to be dismissed as being, invalid witnesses with invalid testimony that doesn't corroborate. That's as far as date goes. What about time? Echad Omer B'Shtei Sha'os Ve'Echad Omer B'Shalosh Sha'os. One person said it was 2 hours into the day. One person says it was 3 hours into the day. Remember, in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't use wristwatches. They basically determined the time based on the altitude of the sun in the sky. And the sun was, if it was directly overhead or whatever, high, the peak of the day, that's called 6 hours, that's midday, the end of the sixth hour and the beginning of the seventh hour. Halfway, the first half of the day, the sun's in the east, the second half of the day, the sun's in the west, starts on the horizon, goes up. So, that being the case, they basically estimated based on the angle of the sun in the sky. So the Gemara assumes that people can make a mistake of up to 2 hours, not including 2 hours of wiggle in terms of how much they estimate the time is. So if one person says it was 2 hours into the day, meaning let's say hypothetically the day goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so it's 12 equal 60-minute hours. So then one person says it was 8 a.m., one person says it was 9 a.m., okay, so then, that's a mistake that people can make if they're using the sun to determine. By the way, if they're using, let's say it happened in the town square where there was a sundial, then we wouldn't allow for this 2 hour of discrepancy because we'd expect them to be, more precise than that. And certainly, Bezman Azeh, people have watches and so on, so of course they know the time much more precisely than with, 2 hours variance. Anyways, the point of the mission is, assuming we're relying on the sun, so then you can say there's a bit of wiggle of up to and including 2 hours. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Echad Omer B'Shalosh, if one person says 3 hours into the day, Ve'echad Omer B'Chamesh, one person said it was 5 hours into the day. So again, if you assume it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is a day, keep things simple. One person says it's 9 a.m., one person says 11 a.m. That's too much of a discrepancy. It's 2 full hours, and therefore Tanna Kamma holds Edusam Batela, their testimony is rejected. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Kayemes, their testimony stands, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, people make mistakes up to 3 hours, up to not including 3 hours. So since it's 3 to 5 is less than 3 hours, there's only 2 hours of discrepancy, it would be accepted. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Omer B'Chamesh Ve'Echad Omer B'Sheva, if one person says 5, one person says 7 hours into the day, meaning one person says like something like 11 a.m., one says 1 p.m., so then no, edusam batela, even though it's less than 3 hours, only 2 hours discrepancy, that certainly would be non-corroborating testimony, which we rejected, because sheba chamesh, chama b'mizrach, at 5 hours into the day, meaning 11 a.m., the sun is still in the eastern half of the sky, whereas uva sheva, once you get to 7 hours in the day, hachama b'ma'ariv, the chama is in the western half of the sky towards sunset. So since it's sort of like a clear sort of binary click, you know, past halfway, people know that, people can see that, and therefore people don't make that kind of mistake. So if they did make that kind of mistake, we'd suggest they're not reliable, they'd be rejected. I just want to speak out here, which I maybe should have said in the previous Mishnah, the obligation for testimony to be conform one with the other, otherwise it's rejected, is actually based on a limud from a pasuk. The pasuk, it's actually two pasukim, both say it actually in truth, talk about testimony being aligned, and it says, I'm going to refer to the testimony, it says, Vehine emes nachon hadavar. Let me check out the matter, and it is emes. Emes is true, and nachon, I don't know, usually translated as correct. But of course, the word nachon is kind of superfluous once you say emes. And the word nachon is like from the word like to have kavana or kivun, is like to be aligned or directions. The point is, we understand that if their testimonies are not aligned, meaning they don't corroborate one with the other, not lined up one with the other, so then we didn't find their testimony to be emes nachon hadavar. That being the case, the Torah requires that we reject their testimony.